Hare Krishna. Part of speaking well is learning well when not to speak. For many people, public speaking is a great fear. And public speaking refers not just to speaking formally in front of a group of people on a dais, but sometimes while people are speaking with a group also, they think, oh, how will I learn to speak in public? And now certainly it is a skill which can be developed, and we need to have courage and confidence to learn to speak in public. But sometimes the emphasis on speaking well may be so much that we may overlook one important part of public speaking, that is knowing when not to speak. There are times when silence is the best way to speak. We don't want to unnecessarily hurt people. We don't want to provoke or complicate situations. And that's why sometimes we need to seal the lip, zip the lip, as they say. So Krishna talks about the sensitivity in speech when he says in the 17th chapter, 15th verse, Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya abhyasinam chaiva vanmayam tapa uchyate. So he says, Vanmayam tapa uchyate. Vanmayam tapa is austerity of speech. And what is that? Anudvega karam vakyam. Anudvega karam. That anudvega. Now speak in a way that is non-agitating. Satyam priyahitam chayat. Speak truthfully. Speak pleasingly. Speak beneficially. Swadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva. And speak according to scripture. What all this means is that actually Krishna, we need to check ourselves when there is the urge to speak harshly. There is the urge to speak which is things which are untrue, the urge to gossip. So even if we don't learn, even if we can't become a very fluent, charismatic, orator kind of speaker, but still we can learn the art of speaking by learning to not speak at the right times. Not speak when things should not be spoken. And that itself, if we don't gossip, if we don't backbite, if we don't speak in a hurting way, whatever we speak itself will have value. People will know this person speaks meaningfully. And our speech will become constructive. Our speech will become beneficial. Our speech will be valuable and will be valued. So by performing the austerity of speech, even if we don't have the gift of speaking very well, still we can speak effectively by learning when not to speak and learning when to speak. So the Bhagavad Gita offers us all-round guidance for all kind of, for not just the pursuit of spiritual life, but offers a much valuable guidance about how to live even in this world. The best austerity of speech, of course, is Swadhyaya Abhyasanam Chaiva. When we learn to speak according to scripture, then we move steadily and firmly onwards in our journey towards Krishna, and we help those around us to also understand Krishna and move towards Krishna, thus bringing the supreme auspiciousness in our life and in their lives. Thank you. Hare Krishna.